Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about courageous leadership and how God calls each of us to lead in the areas that we have influence over, and whether that's business, work, home, whatever it might be. There are people watching and following and learning from our words and from our example. And God's desire is that we would live with courageous leadership. One aspect of that that we're going to talk about today is to lead away from ignorance. Probably not a topic you like to think about very often. The key verse kind of needs some background, I think, because on its own, it probably looks a little awkward. I posted it on my social media timeline this morning, and I'm thinking if people don't grab the context, they're probably going to wonder what I'm trying to get at. But Acts 3, verse 17 says, "Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders." And there are times that we don't have complete knowledge. We're unaware of what's really going on. And sometimes that's because we just don't have information available. Sometimes it's a bit willful. And that was the case here. The context is, in the teaching here, Peter's letting his audience know that not only who Jesus was, but the fact that they had killed him. They had disowned him. They had rejected Jesus. But he goes on to say, and again, for many of them, it was kind of a willful ignorance. Jesus had been among them and teaching and visible. Knowledge and information should have been available, but it wasn't taken advantage of. And so he's letting the audience know that Peter, knows that they acted in ignorance. God knows they acted in ignorance, as did their leaders. But he gives good news. I mean, that verse by itself doesn't sound all that good. But he says this was part of fulfilling what God had prophesied, and he calls them to repentance so that their sins would be wiped out and that times of refreshing would come from the Lord. When we want to live as courageous leaders, it's important that we lead away from ignorance. That begins with ourself. And it begins with an acknowledgement that there are times we don't know everything, that there are even times we intentionally ignore learning because we're comfortable with what we already know. We don't want our beliefs, we don't want our thoughts, we don't want our ways shaken at all. And being a courageous leader says, I'm willing to look at everything that I do, everything that I believe, everything that I say, through the lens of God's Word for instruction, for correction, for reproof, for training in righteousness, for all of the things it's designed to do. And to be a courageous leader that leads away from ignorance, it begins by saying God's Word matters. and I'm going to dwell within it. And I'm going to let it dwell within me. And I'm going to realize the blind spots in my own life. And I'm going to fill those spots with the knowledge of God, with the presence of His Spirit, with an awareness of His Word. It's not until we do that that we have any real capacity to lead others away from ignorance. Without filling ourselves with God's Word, without dwelling within it and it dwelling within us, we simply, any attempts to lead away from ignorance are simply leading people along our own path and giving knowledge that we find acceptable and desirable. And that was the problem in the audience that Peter was addressing in the book of Acts. They made their own choices, but their leaders were not helpful. Their leaders, instead of leading them away from ignorance, were in essence leading them into it. But by planting doubt, by planting confusion, by planting misinformation. And our job as Christians, as believers in Jesus, is to not be a part of those that do those types of things. We live in a time where it's really common. Social media is filled with misinformation, partial truths, complete untruths, information designed to lead our thinking away from what's right and good and just. Information designed to influence in a specific direction, and information designed to not lead us away from ignorance, but to lead us into it, to lead us to partnership with those who choose to ignore God's Word. And as godly leaders, as courageous leaders, God calls us to be honest, to be truthful, to not only be filled with His Spirit and filled with His Word, but to overflow with each of them so that what people see and hear in us and through us is accurate, is helpful, and leads people away from ignorance. As I think about the world that we live in, and so many times we encounter situations, we do things, and our standard response is, I just didn't know. And that's really not a bad response if it's true. The problem comes is what we do after that response. And that's what Peter was getting at there in the book of Acts. It wasn't a condemnation that they acted in ignorance. It was a call to repentance. It was a call to change. It was a call to say, now is the time of salvation. Now is a time to be led away from that ignorance, to fill yourself with the knowledge of truth. I believe it's one of the reasons it's so important for God's children to be very careful in the things that we share, whether person to person or through social media or whatever means that we have available to us. Because sometimes we we hear something and we read something and we like what it says, and so we think someone else needs to hear it. And we never stop to consider, is it true? Is it accurate? And we end up acting in ignorance because we liked it. We agreed with it. And we find ourselves leading people in the wrong way. It takes courage to stop and say, I will not be a part of that. It takes courage to stop and say, it's time to change. It takes courage to stop and say, God's way is the only way. Jesus was pretty clear. Sometimes we kind of mold him into our image instead of living in his image. But he was abundantly clear that he, and he alone, is the way, the truth, and the life. Because no one comes to the Father except through him. The apostles were teaching, they made it plain that when commanded and told they couldn't speak in the name of Jesus, and they said, we can't help it. And one of the reasons they couldn't help it is because they were very much aware that there is no other name under heaven by which people can be saved except Jesus. We lead people away from ignorance when we're willing to speak truth and we're willing to stop sharing untruth. Today, as we spend time praying, it's a time of self-examination. In the way that I lead, in the way that I talk, in the way that I share things in social media and in person, am I leading towards or away from ignorance? Am I filling my life and my words and my presence with God's word? Am I helping people to know that there is a way that is right and good? And as I do so, am I living a life that repents, that continually evaluates and changes to align myself with God and His Word? That's what it takes to be a courageous leader who leads away from ignorance. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible. It's so great. It's so all-encompassing that you call us out of ignorance and into a knowledge of the truth. And while you are so much bigger and greater than any of our thoughts and minds can comprehend, we recognize that being those who lead away from ignorance is a continual process, because each day we learn more of you. We grow more into your image. We grow more into the likeness of Jesus. And when we do so, we put away thoughts and ideas that we've held that weren't accurate. Your presence clarifies within us not only who we are, but who you are. And Father, rather than justifying the ignorance in our own life, rather than making excuses for it, rather than normalizing things that are wrong, may we be cleansed by your blood and filled with your spirit to help us to see anything within us that doesn't align with your word, so that what comes from us would only be things that lead people away from ignorance, that lead them towards the truth. And may we have the courage to repent and to change, to be that example for those that are wondering, well, what do I do? May the power of your Spirit help us as you lead us away from ignorance, and may that be the example for our courageous leadership in every way that we live. So, Father, today, help us in all of our interactions with people, in all of our sharing of things in person and online, and in every way that we do, to be more deliberate and more attentive to the actual content and what we're really saying. May we be more aware of the truthfulness or lack thereof of those things that well, they sound good to us and we agree with them, but they prove our point, but are they really true? May we be those that seek out accurate information and not those who share things that are untrue, that share misinformation. May everything that we share, and especially everything that we share about you, about your Son Jesus, about the salvation that we have, come from the truth of your word. And may our experience align with your word rather than our attempts to align your word with our experience. God, today I continue to pray for those who struggle, for all of us at various times in our life where we are unaware of what's really going on in our own life, in the lives of others, and we misjudge what's happening and we act in ways we shouldn't. In the midst of all of those struggles, even in the midst of the consequences from our actions that weren't what they should have been, may your presence guide us into truth, into wholeness, into completeness in Jesus. And as we walk away from ignorance and as we lead away from ignorance, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.